Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 4th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 3.25 cents, closing at 383. March beans up 8.75 cents, closing at 921.5. And March wheat up 3.25 cents, closing at 517. Good closes all the way around in the grains here. 3 days consecutively higher after the first of the year. I think that looks pretty darn good. The charts look certainly much better. Let's take a quick look at the corn chart in here. We're over 3 out of the 4 major moving averages. The next real resistance comes in on a closing basis around 385, another couple of cents higher. But the real resistance is up at 391.5. If we can close over that, I think these markets will take a good pop to the upside. The beans, good day in here. The market looks strong. Spike up on the weekly chart looks good, closing right on our highs. You know, the technicals all look pretty good in here. March wheat, back over the 10-day moving average. Made a new low for the move, and then we've been straight up 3 days since then. Again, I think it all looks pretty good from a technical standpoint. Obviously, the Brazilian weather is pushing the beans. The higher crude oil prices helped the corn. Crude oil was up 87 cents a barrel. I think that helped. The dollar's a little bit lower here, down 13 ticks after being higher earlier. I think that's helpful. So we've got some good news out here. Hopefully, we're going to get something positive out of the Chinese on Monday's meeting. I'm not sure when we'll know about that, whether it's going to be late Sunday night or Monday morning, but it certainly looks like the Chinese have been buying beans in here all week. The buying in the beans has been met by some pretty good selling. I'm guessing those are Brazilian hedges in this market. So we haven't been a runaway out here, but certainly firm prices. I'm guessing if we can get an announcement from the Chinese, we could take another jump higher. That may give us a real good selling opportunity. We can't forget, though, that we've got an awful lot of grain out here that we really need to sell. Big carryouts still around the world. So unless it's, something extreme, it's kind of built into this market already. What isn't built in is if we continue to lose more production in Brazil. Like I said this morning, I think 2 to 3 million metric tons is what most people are looking for, but there are estimates much higher than that, 6 to 8, and even one person touting 10 million. I don't see that by any stretch of the imagination right now, but it's getting a little worse, not getting a little better. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.